This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We do all that on a Friday. We're not playing. You know that's happening. We'll do three strikes. All the things you expect from 2 hours of your radio. And hopefully you realize that you're not going to hear better guests, have more fun, have a better group of folks working on one little two-hour show than you're going to get here. So hope you get locked in on our Odyssey app at all times. I'm able to listen when I'm on the road.
I love you can go back to any chapter, just any section of any show.
Yeah, like the Dave Wilkinson interview, the Secret Service guy that was on with us. Did you hear that interview with him?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Explaining that. A lot of friends of mine went back and listened to him talk about being on Air Force One next to Bush on 9/11 and that whole story.
The behind the scenes of the Osama bin Laden deal comes out on Netflix Tuesday night. I'm ready.
You just watched the one on...
I just watched Surviving Black Hawk Down. It was great.
Which has been trending.
I like it when they interview the people that were there. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to hear, like, Steak Shapiro talk about my state championship game.
Right.
Like, you can watch it on YouTube.
No, I mean, I've heard it enough from you, I probably could give you a blow-by-blow.
Well, the third quarter was great.
I've seen enough photos. When did you have the three catches? Was it the semifinal game?
Yeah.
See that?
Yeah.
I could literally, I know you had three catches in the semifinal
state championship
game, for sure.
I can't ever throw me the ball, man.
I will say this. The NFL draft now is getting real interesting. At the top of the draft with the Shedeur Sanders stuff.
The quarterback stuff is really fascinating. And the lack of.
And then the Travis Hunter versus Abdul Carter. Like, you have a chance to get either one of those guys. That's a real decision, man, right?
What happens is you're a GM and you're sitting there with your coaching staff and you're sitting there with your owner and you go, you say this every year, State, we can roll the dice on this quarterback. There's a 50% chance this guy's going to be a bust. Or we can take Travis Hunter or Abdul Carter, who's going to be a 10-year starter and all pro for us. Like, we can take a 10-year guy. Like, we're going to roll it. So
it's not unlike
big boy decisions.
It's not unlike Jalen Carter versus Bijan Robinson of trying to figure out where is the bigger impact going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, listen, that'll be debated in these parts as Jalen Carter continues to his stock rises as a Reggie White, Bruce Smith, classic, you know, take over a football game type defensive lineman that just changes football games. And Bijan Robinson is our best player on the Falcons, right?
Yep.
And you could have had either one of them, and you made a decision to go offense.
I saw Sean Payton interviewed about Bo Nix, and he said when they left the combine last year, he was not their guy. He said after we watched him in Pro Day and after we interviewed him twice, he was our guy.
Mm.
He goes, we felt then we better make a move.
You heard Sean McVay say that?
No, Sean Payton said that.
Oh, Sean Payton. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Sean Payton was talking about it. Okay.
Which was interesting, I thought, because everybody put so much into the combine, and they were like, we didn't think a lot of – he wasn't our guy here.
He really put himself in an unbelievable place.
Think about that decision.
Play for Sean
Think
Payton.
About that decision they made, taking Bo Nix and hitting on him so far.
Think of what they're paying that guy for the next 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, think about how you build around.
And you're paying Russell Wilson.
Right. Yeah. I mean, which the Falcons would have the exact same thing.
They might wind up having it.
Well, but Kirk Cousins sits there. Meaning,
no, I'm saying, if we're paying him to play somewhere else, we might be sitting with the same situation.
Well, my point is, though, when you don't have to pay, you know, we're paying Kirk Cousins. When you're paying Bo Nix, you can build in these next 4 years and say we can go win a Super Bowl. Problem with the Falcons, they could have the same thing taking Michael Penix at 8, but you're already paying Kirk Cousins.
We talk about windows. The Bengals in a window because they're having to pay Joe Burrow now the second contract.
Yeah, and they're going to put T. Higgins in the mix. That's why Trey Hendrickson now has announced that he can seek a trade.
Josh Allen.
17 and a half sacks, right? All right, and all really, really interesting stuff. Stephen A. Smith will have maybe some cuts or anything. Gio.
He's on right now, so we'll probably have some review for the show.
Yeah, if you didn't hear LeBron James' viral moment, LeBron James, it looked like, said to him, "You keep my son's name out your mouth." I was going to ask you this question, and I'm not great at a lot of things, but I think I understand the business of business, the business of sports, probably as well as anybody you're going to hear on the radio. And I'm thinking about the NBA and Adam Silver, who wakes up this morning, Charles Barkley is saying, "Those guys on ESPN are complete idiots," calls out Kendrick Perkins' name, calls him a chump. Kendrick Perkins says, "Come near me and say that. You'll see what happens." Then you have the Stephen A. Smith moment with LeBron James, which is pretty unprecedented. Do you think Adam Silver is thinking this is good for our league? Or you think he's like, this is getting out of control? Kevin Durant saying, we shouldn't even have an all-star game because all you guys ever do is bitch and moan about us. Like, the vitriol that is circulating around the NBA, good or bad, according to Adam Silver, as he wakes up this morning.
What's the saying about publicity?
No such thing as bad publicity.
Well, you got a guy from Lindale, Georgia, and a guy from Boston on a sports talk radio show in Atlanta discussing
the NBA.
All of this.
Like 60 games in, which is not a busy time talking about the NBA.
Yes, and we're talking Lakers.
Yeah.
And we're talking Charles Barkley, and we're talking all this.
So you don't think it bothers him that it's getting that nasty?
No. No, God, no.
It's keeping them
yes.
Hey, G, is there a theme coming out of Stephen A. Smith's whole dramatic response to LeBron?
This is a little dramatic, but yeah. I will say he's basically saying that it's a father being a father, and he understands that side of it.
So he's not going
but up. He's also saying that LeBron, I think, has twisted what he was saying, not intentionally, but he hears something and somebody talks about your kid, you immediately go into defense mode. But he's basically saying he's coming at LeBron. He's not coming at Bronny when he's making all these comments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, LeBron James put his son in a horrendous situation where he is going to get absolutely vilified because he's a kid that has no business playing in an NBA game, period. No business being, this is like Eddie when Whoopi Goldberg was coaching the Knicks. I didn't even saw that terrible move. Like, this is, this is not, you can't just stick people in a league that don't belong there.
Yeah, this isn't AAU team that you can just say, well, my son,
Daddy
I know
ball.
He's not,
I think LeBron, if the Lakers would have come out and said, we're going to have Bronny up here for 10 games this year, and the rest of the year is going to play in G League.
Right.
Just say to kind of get out in front of this, Bronny James is going to be with the Lakers this year for 10 games, and then he's going to be with the rest of the guys in the G League, and that's their right.
Yeah.
But you have this guy bouncing back and forth in between the league.
And J.J. Redick has to sit there and pretend like they love his athleticism.
Oh, do we love his upside.
Motor.
Let's just see what he's doing in practice.
Yeah.
You know?
So.
Yeah, LeBron has to, at some point, he has to kind of look in the mirror and
make
say,
he's making it harder on his son.
Yeah.
That's the problem. Okay, I've answered this. If I had the opportunity to have my son with me in a professional manner that way, I would do it if I could. I would also say, guys, we got to have a limit because we've got a million guys that are world-class basketball players and one roster spot is gone because he's up here. We got to be sensible.
Right. That's just the power of somebody that
he's had his game. He's been on the court. He's been on the court with him.
Right, they had their moments.
Yeah, you had your moment.
So now he's saying basically what I was saying earlier in the show, that he's a journalist, this is his job, he plays in the NBA. I can talk about him because he's in the NBA, basically. That's what he's saying right now.
Listen, a father is going to try to protect his kid. It gets super emotional.
And don't think that this is not wearing on LeBron, but you see him publicly go after Stephen A. like that.
Yeah.
Walked up, I'm talking about chest to chest, looking down on him,
Like, I'll beat your ass.
Yes.
I can't beat your ass.
I will.
I can't because.
That tells you this getting to LeBron a little bit.
And that was one of his biggest pieces of criticism of LeBron in this instance is that you chose. He has his phone number. He's got his agent's phone number. He's got everything. He says, you chose to do this
publicly yes. right.
on a court side as right. a means of intimidation.
Right.
Which. That's what it was.
And Stephen A. saying, I'm not intimidated.
And he says, I'm not intimidated by you.
Right.
You have my number. If you really wanted to have this conversation, you could have called me. You want to keep it between us, but then you're going to do it on the court side. It's ridiculous.
It's fascinating to watch. I know we're in the opinion business. I don't have a strong opinion. I'm just enjoying watching it. It's not the real world. This is not, the situation in Ukraine. This is not, tariffs and how it affects people day to day. This is nonsense. We get to talk about this in the spectrum of the world.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith and LeBron is like watching Bravo.
Again,
it's like the Real Housewives. This is a male version. It means nothing in the real world, but that's what we're paid
to
do.
You think the NBA's pissed off again? They're not.
No, you're probably right. Adam Silver probably likes it. All right, let me ask you about this notion that Cooper Flagg and Duke, and I'm telling you, man, I've watched Duke for 50 years. Their dial of scores, I know the ACC is only getting three teams in the tournament, but they're winning by 35 a night. It's crazy. Now there's a thought that Cooper Flagg could come back to Duke.
So, listen, I would say less than 10%. But here's what I will say, and some of the things kind of fascinated me. You and I both learned in the last week he is a New Balance.
Unbelievable.
Client.
They better make a movie about that. They made a movie about Sonny Vaccaro signing Michael Jordan called Air.
Yeah.
They better make a movie about how the hell they signed Cooper Flagg at New Balance.
Yes. So
greatest sales call of all time.
Dude,
whoever closed that.
Can you imagine high-fiving that? Cooper Flagg, dude.
Yeah, we just landed.
They landed him last August, 26th, matter of fact. So saying that, I have read some things, and the thought is he's not real high on potentially ending up in Washington. I don't know that for a fact. That's some of the rumors.
They have a 14% chance.
14% chance. And listen, they're tanking. Matter of fact, if me and you called, they would let us play the next 10 games. can Stake Shapiro and Rusty Manchuk get a 10-day contract?
No, they want number one again.
They would let us play in a heartbeat. So saying that, I was reading some stuff about this, and who's to say if New Balance comes in and goes, we're going to give you $10 million to play another year, because they can do that.
They can give him $10 million.
We'll give you $10 million because you're going to be at Duke, and Duke's going to play in prime time, just like now, every single night. And if Cooper Flagg were to take that chance and come back, he would dominate the entire offseason.
Do you think them winning it all is less likely to come back or more likely?
The only reason I think he would come back, it'd have to be dollars. If they lost a buzzer beater at the buzzer to Florida.
In
the final eight. That might do it.
That's going to say.
There's going to be people.
I want to be with my guys.
There are going to be people going to look, kid, you're going to get to this second contract and $10 million. You're going to pay $10 million in taxes.
Yeah.
I'm just telling you. Let me give you this other one. His twin brother, who's still in high school, Cooper.
How's he?
He reclassed.
Okay.
To get to the money. His brother, I think, is going to Maine. But what if Duke says, bring him, and you guys can play 1 year together.
Then he's going to tell Jay Billis, keep my brother's name out your mouth, because maybe he doesn't belong there.
He's a pretty decent player, but he's obviously not Cooper.
He's playing for me.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
He's going to play for Maine, the home state.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.